Hi guys, Julian here. I'm back with another episode of the weekly guitar meeting at Zika's Guitars. I hope you are doing well and you are having a nice day wherever you're living or whatever you're doing. Today's episode is a special edition called Roma Expo Guitars. What is Roma Expo Guitars? It's a guitar festival in, guess where? Roma, exactly. Which is taking place once in a year, and it's only for Italian guitar luthiers. They build a very special and limited edition guitar model exclusively for this guitar festival, and we have 7 of those stunning guitars in our shop, which I'm going to present to you in today's video. By the way, this is the logo of the Roma Expo Guitar Festival. Maybe you have seen that already somewhere. So it's definitely worth to visit this guitar festival, especially for classical guitar lovers. And if you don't find a guitar, you can at least drink a special Italian coffee or eat pasta. Let's start with reading some comments. And to be honest, you have written so many good and long and constructive comments, which helps us a lot to have a better idea of your ideas of the sound of the guitar. Does it make sense? I think you know what I mean. And unfortunately, we don't have the time to read all of these comments, but let's pick a few of them. Fred McKenney writes, I love the traditional sound of the Benabe guitar and the warm tones of the Aguado guitar. I can't just imagine what the Benabe will sound like after it's been played for a year or two. Exactly. You have to consider that a lot of these guitars are just 2 weeks old and they will definitely develop after a few months and years. Of the guitars in today's video, which do you find the most comfortable and easy to play difficult passages on? I think for me, the Taki and the Lisserac guitar were very comfortable to play. Serenade writes, as always, a terrific presentation. All the guitars sound great, but for me, the Benabe stands out. It has a pure classic Spanish voice, exactly. Striking a perfect balance between power, presence, color, and sustain. It also looks as beautiful as it sounds. Thank you for your comment. Konstantin Ridaya, again, he has written such a long and constructive comment. And to be honest, I didn't know that it's possible to write such a long comment on YouTube. But we are every time so happy about that. Thank you, Konstantin. Okay, I now just have to promote the tag for Zika's Guitars as Guitar Heaven. What a selection you guys got to present to us, and that week after week. Exactly. I mean, I have every week a list of the guitars which I have to present, and I'm just looking in the list and I'm thinking, wow, a Romanios, a Taki, a Friedrich, and this is just stunning. Carola Lech, sorry if I pronounce your name in the wrong way. Thanks a lot. I would pick the Kim Lisarak. Sounds strong, open, sensitive, and just promising. I agree, I love that guitar. Thanks again, Julian. My name is not Julian, not Julian, not Juan. My name is Julian. It's a Persian name, so it's maybe a little bit unfamiliar to some ears. I did an album recording for a famous classical guitarist a few years ago, and they have spelled my name wrong on the CD booklet. So I'm very familiar with that. I really would love to read other comments, but today we have 7 guitars and we don't have that much time. So let's start with the first one. The first guitar of this week's Roma Expo Guitar Edition is made by Valerio Licari. It's from 2022, of course, because all these guitars are very new. And this model is called Pantheon model because if you see the rosette of this guitar, it should remind you of Pantheon in Roma. And it's a very beautiful guitar, very light and fine. We have a spruce top with a traditional fan bracing, and we have Indian rosewood and maple back and sides. Wow, what a warm and round sound. And also I like the sustain a lot. Beautiful color, a lot of variations. It's a very comfortable guitar to play, and I think it's not always a matter of the size of the scale or the neck of the guitar. I think if a guitar has a good balance and a good dynamic range, it feels comfortable to play. This beautiful guitar is made by Ennio Giovannetti. It's from 2022, and this model is called Daniel Friedrich 1964 Limited Edition REG. REG stands for Roma Expo Guitars. So, but why is this model called Daniel Friedrich 1964? Because Ennio Giovannetti has bought the wood of this guitar from Daniel Friedrich. The top, the back and the sides, and also the neck of the guitar. So a quite special guitar. And you see also some elements of Daniel Friedrich guitars, like here, and also the rosette a little bit. And this guitar has a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful guitar, and let's play some tones on it. Well, very charming sound. I like it. Thank you. Wow, it's a very, very well balanced guitar, and I somehow feel that Daniel Friedrich taste in this guitar, especially with the long sustains and the good balance. Beautiful. This piece of art is made by Marco Magulo. It's from 2022 and this model is called Dulce Aurea. And this is a very special guitar because of several reasons. You can identify through the rosette of this guitar and through the label a very famous church in Venice. The Chiesa della Salute. And the other reason is that the back and the sides of this guitar from inside are hammered with a gold leaf surface. We have a spruce top and the back and sides are Madagascar rosewood. Wow, very powerful, very good sustain, and beautiful colors. Wow, I'm very surprised. I mean, I'm not surprised because it's the first time that I'm playing a guitar made by Marco Magulo, but I never know what to expect from a guitar. You also have a very deep resonance in this guitar. If you play some chords, the whole guitar is vibrating and you can feel it in your body. The next guitar is made by Danilo Bassana. It's from 2022 and it has the number 55 and it's also a limited edition for the Roma Expo Guitar Festival. And I like the optic of this guitar so much, and it's just beautiful. Wow. We have a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. It's also very light and very fine, nice polishing. And yeah, let's see how it sounds. Wow, very good sustain. And what I love most about this guitar is the tone color. I think it has a very gentle and charming tone color. Somehow very traditional. Wow, I love this guitar. Beautiful instrument. Let's move to the next one. The next very beautiful guitar is made by Enrico Botelli. It's from 2022. It has the number 296, and this is a limited edition model REG Roma Expo guitars. This is truly a very beautiful guitar with a lot of details in every corner of this guitar, with a very fine finishing. As you can see, we have a spruce top on this guitar, and we have Cerakot back and sides. Very light, and I'm very curious about the sound. Very airy sound, and I like also the response of the guitar. And also very good dynamic range. tones of this guitar are just singing. I like it a lot, and I also think that the balance of the guitar is incredibly good. Also very comfortable for me to play on that. Yeah, let's move to the last. No, we have still two guitars. The next Roma Expo guitar limited edition is made by Marco Giglioli, and this guitar has the number 45. It's from 2022, and the first thing what I notice is that it's very light, and we have some very beautiful details on this guitar. The top of the guitar is spruce, and we have Indian rosewood back and sides. Wow, what a beautiful guitar. Let's see how it sounds. Beautiful tone, wow. Very good sustain. Play very balanced, and I like the tone color also a lot. Somehow very, not very bright, it's a bright tone, but you have still a very full bodied sound. Sounds so good. The strings on these guitars are very new, so apologies if the guitars are sometimes out of the tune. Guitar. And finally, we come to the last guitar of this week. This is also a Roma Expo Guitar Limited Edition. It's made by Daniel Marabello. This is from 2022. Like the other guitars, all the Roma Expo Guitar Limited Editions are from 2022. So this guitar has a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides. And it has the number 152. Very beautiful guitar, very light. And yeah, let's see how it sounds. Wow, beautiful, a lot of overtones and very beautiful sound. Wow. What I've noticed about all these Italian guitars is the beautiful tone. The tone color is so charming and gentle. And you have so many colors. It was also exactly the point with the Andrea Tacchi guitar last week. It's also an Italian guitar luthier, and I think the colors, the different, the variation of different colors in Italian guitars is just amazing. Wow, I think all these guitars are somehow similar, but they have, of course, different qualities. But I think maybe it's just the wood, because they have all a spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and they come all from Italy. Maybe all the luthiers drink the same coffee, I don't know. But this, they are all really great and beautiful instruments. Yeah, I think the quality standard of guitar making in Italy has been set very high. So that's it. We come to the end of the weekly guitar meeting for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. And please let me know in the comments, what do you think about the guitars, and press the like button. Yeah, I think we have talked about everything. Enjoy your weekend. Take care and see you next week.